From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Tyler Adkisson. Missouri Republican Congresswoman Ann Wagner says the federal government will not shut down over Planned Parenthood funding debates. St. Louis Public Radio's Jim Howard reports.
Wagner blames the Senate, not the House, for blocking efforts to defund Planned Parenthood. Republican leaders there refuse to risk a government shutdown over the group's $500 million in federal funds. Senate Republicans do not have the votes to override a veto. Wagner expects the House to pass a separate bill this week that would give states power to shift Medicaid money away from Planned Parenthood.
Remember that of the $500 million that goes to Planned Parenthood, $348 million of it is Medicaid.
House Freedom Caucus Republicans insist they will not support a budget with money for the group. That means Speaker John Boehner needs help from Democrats to pass a budget by Wednesday. His planned retirement gives him immunity from hardline Republican retribution. In Washington, I'm Jim Howard, St. Louis Public Radio.
Columbia Public Schools have abandoned the idea of offering an alternative meal of a cheese sandwich and apple for students who owe more than $15 to the district. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports Nutrition Services Director Lena Fulham sent parents and guardians an email in early August explaining the proposal that was to go in effect August 25th. Superintendent Peter Stiepelman says the district heard loudly from the community that it would not be the one that refuses to provide food for children. Fulham says the unpaid meal balances have been declining since then. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon has donated nearly $3 million for early childhood education. The city of Sedalia is receiving a third of that donation to build a new facility for its Head Start program. The new building will be about 909,000 square feet and serve 115 children from ages 3 to 5. Those who qualify for the program are living below the poverty line, homeless, or have special needs. Press Secretary Scott Holstey says the Head Start program has proven effective and is well-deserving of the grant.
Governor Nixon's always said the best economic development tool there is a good education, and you really can help out children become better students throughout their entire lives by ensuring that early childhood education.
The new facility located next to Hubbard Park will include support space for family education, meetings, offices, and family services. The new building is not expected to open for a couple of years. College students in southwestern Missouri have helped develop a portable solar-powered home they believe can withstand the most powerful of tornadoes. The Springfield News Leader reports that the house was developed by students at Drury University in Springfield and Crowder College in Neosho. The house is bound for the National Solar Decathlon Competition in Irvine, California. It will compete against other solar homes designed by 20 colleges around the United States. Drury architecture professor Tracy Suter says the students developed a way to build a triple layer of armored walls on the home's exterior that testing showed would withstand tornado debris traveling at 200 miles per hour or more. I'm Tyler Adkisson, KBIA News, Columbia.